Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to episode number 94, the JB Sism Show. Today, we're talking about how to increase blog traffic overnight. I'm going to give you some simple social media tips to help you take it to the fullest level.
Do you have a message to share and wonder, how do I get heard? Broadcasting from the beautiful lakes of Minnesota and the Twin Cities, welcome to the JB Sism Show. This show will motivate you with clarity and help you find your voice so you can take your message to the next level. Now here's your host, Jason Sism.
And welcome back, my friends. And my goal each and every week is to help you take your message to the next level. That's what I love doing each and every week here at JBSism.com. And my friends, if this is the first time listening to this show, I say a big warm welcome, because this show, you can learn some tools to help you stay motivated with clarity so you can find your voice and succeed in your family, your ministry, and your life. That's right, I want to help you transform lives and reach the world with the message that you have on your heart. Well, one question I see more often than not is this: how do I increase my blog traffic? I believe this one question can either cause great amounts of stress and strain on a blogger, or it presents a challenge worthy of acceptance. Well, my friends, in today's episode, we're going to be talking about the power of using social media to build our blog traffic. Whether you're running a personal blog, a church blog, or a local business, there is something we can all do to take our blog to the next level. And in today's episode, I'm going to show you how. Well, my friends, I'm excited about today's show. This is the JB Sism Show. And again, as always, it is good to be back behind the microphone. And I know I say that every week, but this kind of is a highlight for my week. I enjoy the moments and the time that we have together. Well, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time today, but there are a few things that I've been thinking about over the last week, and had some pretty exciting things happen this last week that I wanted to share, because I believe it's a tip that will help you in your blogging journey. And it's true. One of these questions that we are asked about all the time is, how do I increase my traffic? How do I get more people funneling through the blog door? Because if you look at the blog this way, it's like a stupid revolving door. People come in, they look at what you have, and they say, well, that sucks, and they turn around and leave. At least that's how it feels sometimes. And that's not always the case. But for every person that comes through, there's going to be a few that are going to stick around, and they're going to keep coming back, and you're going to see repeat visits to the new visitors coming to your blog. Well, I had something really fun happen to me this last week. I was just going about my day on Thursday, and all of a sudden, I get a ping on my phone. I look down, and it was a ping from Twitter. And here I had a notification from Joel Kamm. Now, Joel Kamm is a well-known author and speaker, especially when it comes to the power of social media, when it comes to the power of business and building a personal brand. And he has a lot of great resources on his website at joelkamm.com. Kamm is spelled C-O-M-M. So Joel, J-O-E-L-C-O-M-M.com. I'll have the link in the show notes at jbsism.com/094. And you can read the show notes there, and you can click any of the links that I have available as well. But I had a ping from him, and it said, I have shared your blog post, and I am mentioning you on my Twitter feed. Now, for those of you like me who have a small blog and you're working on building your traffic, that is a huge deal. We're talking, this is a huge deal. Joel Comm on his Twitter page alone has 1 million followers, or nearly 1 million followers. That is a lot of people. I mean, we're talking, that is a lot of people. I was so ecstatic that Joel Comm shared my blog post. I didn't think he would. Now, I say that because several weeks prior, he posted on his Facebook page, if you would like me to potentially share your blog post, please give me the address to your blog post and give me your Twitter handle. So that tells me, just that statement alone tells me he's not picking everybody who responded. And we're talking, there were hundreds of responses. I was like one of 100. I was fairly close to the top. We're talking hundreds of people answered this call. And I've only seen Joel post just a handful. So that's a huge deal, because I just answered somebody's question saying, hey, would you like me to share your blog post? You know, if I do, I will mention you on Twitter. It's a fantastic way to get more and new blog traffic to your site. And so one of the things to use is social media to help increase our blog traffic, to help more people find out exactly what it is that we are writing, what it is, what the message is that we have on our websites. Now, the deal is you want to make sure you have excellent, excellent words of wisdom on your website, because you don't want to just throw, well, this is kind of what I did this week, and this is the apple I ate yesterday on my Instagram page. You want to provide value. You want to provide a resource for people to keep coming back to, so that they can increase their knowledge, increase what it is they're doing. So whether you have a cooking blog, so if you have a blog teaching people how to cook, you want to have recipes there that people could follow very easily and duplicate tonight. You don't want them to have to buy all this special stuff. You want them to be able to open their cupboards, find something on your site, and reproduce it tonight for their meal. And so you want to have actionable content that people are wanting to partake in, that people are wanting to see instantaneous results after reading your blog. And so that's the goal of being a blogger, is producing high, incredible value for your readers. But not just for our readers. We want to be providing value for other readers. Why? Because it gets our name out there. And so one of the things I wanted to talk about today is why I believe it's so vitally important for us to blog for other people. And I think it's incredibly important for us to blog for other people, because if we contact other bloggers and we can help their site out by maybe funneling some of our traffic to their site, and they funnel some of their traffic to my site, it's a win-win. And so I encourage you to go out and find some bloggers out there that you want to connect with and that you believe you can add some value to their readers. They're going to come to your site. Now, it doesn't have to be in the same niche. You can write in a different niche. There's a blog that I write for occasionally. It's a men's blog on integrity as being a man. You know, how to be integrous in your manhood. And that blog has, you know, several hundred, I don't know, maybe a few thousand readers. And I write there because I believe in men living a godly lifestyle. I believe in men being integrous in their relationships. I believe in men being men, you know, not being trampled over by society, but really taking society by the reins and saying, this is the direction we're going to go as a family. This is the direction we're going to go in our marriage. This is what we're going to do. Not being a totalitarian in your family, but directing and leading and guiding your family in the precepts of God. And so that's what this blog is about. And I write for them periodically. But, you know, the goal is you want to write for other blogs, because if you are writing for other blogs, you're going to have other readers that are going to hear about you for the first time. Because maybe they came to this other blog after you've written for them before. So if you write a new post for this blog, it's the first time they're hearing about you. And so it's vitally important to seek out other blogs and see if they want somebody to write for them or want somebody to give some advice to their readers. And in turn, you can either offer their readers a free resource, or you can just offer the value in the blog post itself. And it's a great way to build community. It's a great way to build relationships with other bloggers. So I encourage you to do that. Take the time, find some blogs to be a part of. Now, that being said, also, if people are asking to blog on your website, I encourage you to let them blog on your website as well. Now, that doesn't mean you should let everybody blog on your website, because not everybody should be blogging on your website. So what I encourage you to do is set up a set of rules or a set of guidelines that people should follow when they are blogging on your site. And so I wrote for myself, and you can use these as a guideline for you. And I wrote a guest blog post writer's guideline, basically an invitation to write for jbsism.com. And if you want to write for my website, go to my website, jbsism.com, scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's a link called writer's guidelines, and you can click that. Basically, I said jbsism.com is a place where you come to get the tools you need to find your voice, succeed in life, and reach the world with the message God has in your heart. Recently, people have been asking me to write for my blog. Up until this point, I've said no. Not because I don't want people writing. I felt the need to have only my voice on this blog. Well, that has changed. Today, I'm accepting submissions for guest posts. Right now, I do not plan to publish more than a couple a month. Also, these posts will appear on Fridays, as Monday and Wednesdays are solely for my content. Here are the categories that I am considering for options. Categories I'm considering: writing, personal or spiritual development, and here's a side note, I will only accept from a Christian worldview. So I'm not going to accept from any other worldview. It has to be a Christian worldview. It has to be clean too. No language. Productivity and leadership principles. And so I wrote out these guidelines because I wanted to have a set of rules for when people were writing. And so I continued on here. I said, I want to thank you for writing and wanting to submit a guest spot for my personal blog. Here are some guidelines. One, your post cannot include or be an advertisement for a product, a service, or a sponsored post. If you're wanting to promote a product, I do have advertising space available for $25 a week. And so if you want to advertise your product, and I believe it's a good fit for my audience, you know, I will have a spot on my blog for $25 a week if you would like. Secondly, your post must be original and has not been previously published in any publication, print, blog, or otherwise. Because I want original content for my site. I don't want stuff that other people have read before. Three, you're granting jbsism.com and Sism Enterprise, that's my sole proprietor that owns jbsism.com, sole rights to use your content for promotion, products, advertisements, or websites owned by me. And I say that very not casually, but I say that in a way where I have, because it's my website, any content that's on there, I have free rein to use however I see fit. And that's basically what I'm saying here. So if I promote my blog and I happen to use some of the stuff that you wrote about, that's okay, because you've given me permission to use it by simply publishing on my blog. So you give me sole right to use your content for promotions, products, or advertisements. So there's that. Number four, you agree not to publish your post anywhere else, including your own website. I don't want you to take your post, and I don't want you to publish it anywhere else. I don't want you to publish it on your website. I don't want you to publish it anywhere else. But I am giving you permission to post a sample or a tease of the post you wrote for my site on your website, linking back to the post on jbsism.com. So that's really what I'm encouraging you to do. Not post it anywhere else. Number five, provide a byline of 3 sentences long, may include up to 2 links, your website, and maybe a social media account. Number six, your post or article should be no less than 500 words, but no more than 700 words. Because that's about the average length that I try to keep my posts at. Anything over 700 words will not be accepted. Number seven, you will not be paid for your submission. I'm not paying anybody for this. You're doing this just simply to get your name out there. You get a link back to your website, and it's going to be awesome. So then I give some instructions on how to structure your blog post here. And once it's accepted, after you've submitted a query letter and your blog post idea is submitted and accepted, you got to title your article. You know, make it engaging, make it active, avoid the passive or the negative adverbs. You know, try to be positive and make it active. Include a subtitle. Each of my blog posts have subtitles. And so I want a crisp, clean subtitle that takes the message of the title to another level. Write a lead paragraph. Tell the reader what the article is about. Use this to pull the reader into the article. Make it active and exciting. Use a personal anecdote. I believe personal stories are so incredibly powerful. And if you're going to write for my website, or you're going to be writing for somebody else's website, a personal anecdote is going to help connect you with the content, but it's going to help the reader connect to you. And that's why I often use personal stories in, whether it's the podcast here or in a blog post. I try to use that, and then I pivot that into an objection, an objective statement to help spell out the why I'm writing this blog post. So I use the story to kind of funnel me down into this notion of why I'm writing this. And then I write the main body. I write the rationale for my blog post. And I use a minimum of 3 points. Sometimes I will use up to like 10 points on a blog post. Use bullet points. Use number lists. Keep the paragraphs short. And I think that's one of the things a lot of bloggers don't do. I can't tell you how many blogs I come across where it is paragraph after paragraph after paragraph after paragraph after paragraph. And I read the first 2 paragraphs, maybe 3 paragraphs, and I just give up. I want something quick and I want something snappy. I mean, you want your blog post to sound like this into somebody's head. I mean, that's what I want people to hear when they're reading. They're just going zippity-doo-dah all the way to the conclusion. And that's what you do. You bring everything down to a nice conclusion where you wrap up the article with a nice little bow. It circles back to the top if you want. And then I ask a discussion question. And that's really what I want. I want people to discuss the blog post, or at least go home and think about what the article was about. Whether or not they answer the question in social media or they answer the question in the blog post, I want people to talk about or at least think about what it is that I wrote. And that's one of the things that I do. And so I believe one of the best ways to really begin increasing blog traffic is to start writing for myself, writing for anybody else, and allow your name to get out there to help people know more about you. So speaking of blogging, one of the other things that that I've been doing recently is I just started this. No, I have not done the first review yet. I'm reading the book right now. Is book reviews. I've signed up for a book review program, and I'm really excited about this book review program because I believe it's another way to get my name out there while providing insight into books that people want to buy as well as books that I would want to buy. So I'm only reviewing books that I would want to read or recommend. And I think it's a good way to keep reading all the time. And so I want to do book reviews. And so I signed up for this book review program. It's actually pretty cool. It's called booklookblogger.com. So I'm going to have a link in the show notes at jbsism.com/094. But Book Look Blogger, and it is a division of, I want to say, Thomas Nelson and Zondervan and HarperCollins. I think that's all of the companies that are part of this program, and they have different books every month that you can choose, and what you do is they can either send you a hard copy, which is pretty cool. You can get a nice hard copy of the book if you like hard copy. Because I plan on doing quite a bit of reading, I'm doing the ebook version, so I'm having them send me ebooks. So I'm reading the first book right now, and hopefully in the next few weeks, I should have the first blog post up on a book review. But I think book reviews are something that you can use to take your message to the next level. One, you're providing good resources. And if you have an affiliate program with Amazon.com, anytime anybody buys that book from your book review, you get a small commission on that. So you could use it as part of an affiliate program to help you monetize your site. So not only are you going to get readers who are interested in the book, and so when people are searching for that author, your blog has the potential in Google SEO to come up in the search results. So if you write a good book review about the book, you let the author know that you've written a book review about that book. You have the potential for the author to share with their followers your review, and you have the potential for if you have to post your blog link in the Book Look Blogger website, and then all of the people who are looking for books to read, they're going to get that. And then you can also go to Amazon on the book, and you can actually write a review on Amazon with a link back to your website. And so there are things you can do to actually help pull more traffic into your website by using book reviews. And so so I'm excited to be giving this a shot. I think it's something that is going to work out really well. So if you want to start doing some book reviews, you get books for free. You can't beat that. Getting a book for free is something that everybody everybody should be doing. So go to booklookblogger.com, booklookblogger.com, and you can sign up and become a book reviewer for free. And it's going to be a great way to help you increase blog traffic to your website. All right, well, I talked a little bit earlier about Facebook and social media, And I believe Facebook and social media are one of the best ways that you can actually increase your blog traffic with. And I've been using Facebook for 10 years now. Just had my 10-year anniversary on Facebook. They had a cute little video, and it was fun. But Facebook and social media and Twitter are great ways to help increase the traffic to your site. Now, I want to say a third of the traffic I get to my website comes from social media, comes from Facebook, comes from Twitter. Some of it comes from Instagram. And so I want to create an environment where people are hearing about me. They're seeing my name pop up more often than not. And so what I've done is I have joined some bloggers groups on Facebook. And some of these groups have it where you can share your stuff, share your blog posts, ask questions. And then the great part is, people are constantly asking questions on how to be a better blogger. So you can provide incredible detailed value. And especially for me, because my goal is to help writers and bloggers get their voice out into the world. So it's a great place for me to include incredible amounts of value, links back to my website that are going to give people even better information than what I can write on a simple Facebook post. And I've noticed that in this last year, and I've started this in January. I started joining these blogging groups in January, and I have seen the traffic to my site slowly start increasing. And I gotta tell you, it's been good. It's been good. And one of the ways that you can increase the blog traffic to your site is to use Facebook. Join other groups. Tell people about what you're doing, but provide value. Provide tremendous amounts of value, because the more value you provide, the less spammy you sound. Because Facebook administrators can actually kick you out of these groups if you start spamming the group. And a lot of groups have these anti-spam rules, so you don't want to spam your content. You want to provide value before you even give any links back to your website. And I want to say, half the time I don't even give a link to my website. I provide the value, I have a conversation, and then deeper into the conversation, that's when I provide a link. And so use Facebook conversations to increase your blog traffic, because you're not only going to reach that one person whom you're helping. There's going to be a bunch of other people who will see your answer, find your answer valuable, and they're going to click your link back to your website to learn even more about you. And that's what you should be doing, is providing value to help people grow in their craft, help people grow in what they do. And so whatever it is that you write, if you're writing a cooking blog, go to a cooking group on Facebook and provide tremendous amounts of value. If people say, I'm allergic to saffron, you could say, well, here's a good alternative to saffron. I'm allergic to this type of gluten-free flour. Okay, well, here's a better gluten-free flour that you can try. And so you can provide lots of value, and the more value you add, people are going to be funneling back to your website. The other thing you can do on Facebook is Facebook ads. So if you are going to be running a promotion on your website, buy an ad. So maybe spend $100 over the course of the next month and target your audience with a Facebook ad, and hopefully you can garner some leads that way. You can get some people to join your mailing list. You can get some people to buy your product, whatever it is. Provide some value and funnel people to your site using Facebook ads. And that's a great way to do that. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. I mean, you can spend $20 a week and you can have a decent amount of traffic. If you really want to increase your traffic, you can spend about $100 a week, about $400 a month, Not everybody has that, and I know right now I would not even be able to do that, but I've done that for other organizations. I have spent about $100 a week for other organizations whom I have helped with their Facebook ads, and they've had an incredible amount of return on value. And in fact, in 1 week, they had enough signups to a seminar that was being run that covered where just two of those signups, well, one and a half really, covered the cost of the entire Facebook ad for that week. So we're talking, it can be done, and the cost of the ad can be easily taken care of, easily paid for on your return of investment. So Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, they're doing some awesome things. Now, Instagram, I've not used this feature yet, but Instagram has a thing where you can record video and tell some stories on Instagram. I've not used that feature yet, but I guess it's an incredibly powerful feature that Instagram now is utilizing. Well, Facebook just launched a few days ago. They just launched a new thing called Facebook Stories. And I didn't know this was around, so yesterday was the first time I tried it, and it's just like Snapchat. You know how Snapchat, you pull Snapchat up, you got the little thumbprint button, and you hold down the button, and you can take a short 10-second video of yourself, and you can put it up to your story, you can upload it to your friends, or you can save it to your memories or camera roll. Facebook is very similar. You can save it to your camera roll, you can save it to your stories, you can upload it to your timeline, you can share it with a friend, and so that's pretty fun, because it's very similar to Snapchat, and I think Facebook is going to be replacing Snapchat, and I'm probably going to be writing a blog post about this sooner or later, but I believe Facebook is giving Snapchat a run for their money, because they have a zillion more filters. They have a lot more engagement, and they're going to make sure that people see your stuff. And that's the thing I love about Facebook. Facebook's algorithms are designed to increase the views of video. And if you really want to begin increasing and building your audience, use video on social media because it's powerful. It gets your message across in a much more realistic and more powerful way. People connect with video far more than they connect with writing. And so use video in supplement with your writing on your blog, and you're going to start creating an environment that people are going to be attracted to. And so use video on Facebook, use video on Twitter or Instagram. That's one of the things that I'm really going to be focusing a lot more heavily on is the video aspect of my platform, because I need to do some things to take my message to the next level, and video is one of these things that is really going to do that for me, and it's going to do it for you too. And the reason why I know that is it's working for me. I've had more engagement this last year than I have in my entire blogging life. I started blogging in 2009, and I know that blogging is going to take over the world. Well, okay, maybe blogging's not going to take over the world, but it eventually is going to increase to the point where I believe everybody has the potential to have their voice heard. And if you want to take your message to the next level, start blogging for others. Start doing book reviews, and then utilize some of Facebook's new features. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later and down the road, because I fully and firmly believe in taking your message to the next level, and that's what I'm doing here. Well, my friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you found value in today's show. You can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/094. jbsism.com/094. I can't talk today. Well, anyway, God bless. I will see you right here next week, my friends. And do everything you can to take your message to the next level. Bye-bye for now.
thanks for listening. This has been the J.B. Sism Show. You can find the archives of the show at jbsism.com or on iTunes. Don't forget to visit jbsism.com to download a special ebook when you sign up for the free newsletter. You'll get new episodes, updates, and so much more. This podcast is copyright Jason Sism and Sism Enterprise, all rights reserved. Until next week, stay motivated with clarity, take your message to the next level, and find success in your family, ministry, and life.
One of the things you probably noticed is I probably had a lot of screw-ups in that episode. I am not editing this episode at all, so what you heard is what you heard. That screw-up at the end, pretty bad. And if you didn't catch that, you can find the full show notes at jbsism.com/094. That was jbsism.com/094. Gosh, I can't believe I did that. Okay, my friends, have a good one. I will see you later. Bye-bye now.